is the JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network. Happy Wednesday. Hope you had a good one. I'm here to help you get over the hump, because by the time I get out of here, you're going to be even closer to Thursday, okay? You're going to be even closer to the weekend. I'm trying my best. This is when the show gets started, every single weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you so much to our super producer and host, Ryan Hickey. He's in New York City holding it down on the boards. You can always listen on the free Odyssey app, your local Infinity Sports Network affiliate, Sirius XM channel 158. And if you have a smart speaker, you ask it to play the Infinity Sports Network. What a day. The Western Conference Finals start tonight. That should be fun, right? Dallas Mavericks, Minnesota Timberwolves, should be a close one. Last night, we had the start of the Eastern Conference Finals. Was a fun one. Game went into overtime because first the Celtics choked, let's be real. And then the Pacers choked. And then the Pacers choked some more. Congratulations, the Celtics picking up in game one. It is Wednesday. I got a new top six list coming for you. A lot of news today about the future of sports broadcasting inside the NBA, the NBA on TNT. Could be done. It could be curtains. Next year could be the last year that you see Charles Barkley, Kenny, Ernie, and Shaq sitting on the same stage. We'll talk about that. Charles Barkley had some words about the future of his show earlier today. And so for today's top six list, I'm going to tell you about some of my favorite sports announcers of all time. We'll do that 2 hours from now. Gary Washburn from the Boston Globe will join us next hour to discuss what the hell is going on with the Boston Celtics. It's like they're hot, they're not. Even in the same game, I mean, Jason Tatum could be hot, he could not be hot, and then he can do something crazy like score 10 points in overtime. You never know what the hell you're going to get from the Boston Celtics. We had more NFL players talking today as OTAs continue to roll forward. You got Lamar Jackson. He's like, yeah, I lost more weight to be more agile. Like, what is he going to be, a gymnast next? I thought you gained some weight to be durable. What a delicate dance it is, right? Josh Allen talking about whether or not he could play basketball. Deshaun Watson, we got a health update on that guy. I hope his arm is good. No massages with the arm. I hope not. LeBron James has some words for Caitlin Clark, words of advice. Patrick Mahomes has some words and thoughts on Harrison Butker. And then Ricky Stenhouse, who decided to go out there and punch Kyle Busch in the face. He's received the biggest fine for throwing a punch that we've ever seen in NASCAR, $75,000. We're going to talk about it all. We're going to discuss each and everything that I just talked about over the next 4 hours. Hickey, how you doing, man? You good?
Doing good. We got a little Rangers-Panthers game one, Eastern Conference final tonight. Ready to go. Good Western Conference final. I mean, look, it was an exciting finish last night, but the game itself stunk. So the good news is Wolves-Mavs should be a lot more enjoyable of a watch than last night's Celtics-Pacers. So looking forward to that. So doing good over here, man.
Good to hear. If you want to be a part of the show, it's simple. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. You can also find me online. I am at JR Sport Brief. Yeah, I'm JR Sport Brief everywhere. Twitter, X, Facebook. What did Bill Belichick say? My face, space face. Whatever it is, I'm all of those places. Go ahead and hit me up. But as Hickey just spoke to you about, by the time we got off air last night, it looked like the Boston Celtics had a handle on the Pacers. I mean, at one point yesterday, the Boston Celtics, they led by 13. And then they let the Pacers get back into it. And then the Pacers took the lead at the end of the game. And then the Pacers, with 30 seconds left in the damn game, had two turnovers. The most hilarious turnover I saw was an unforced one because of the defense of Drew Holiday on Tyrese Halliburton. Halliburton finished with 25 points and 10 assists. Drew Holiday had a season-high 28 points. Drew Holiday got up in the grill of Halliburton. Halliburton just dribbled the ball right out of bounds. He fell out of bounds. I'm like, that's some damn good defense. When you can get up on a guy and he gets so spooked, he picks up his dribble and he loses the ball. And so they get the ball back, the Celtics do, at the end, and they knock down a three. Jaylen Brown knocks down a three. He finishes the game with 26 points. Game-tying three. They go to overtime. A couple of shots missed. Everybody's driving me nuts watching the game. Well, at least watching them is driving me nuts. Tatum drops 10 points in overtime, finishes the night with 36. And the Celtics walk away with a victory because the Pacers choked. Pascal Siakam, you know, he didn't decide to foul Jaylen Brown before he took the three. Didn't want to foul him after or while he took the three. Didn't want to contest and risk the foul. Rick Carlisle, you know, before they even got to that point, didn't call a timeout to advance the ball prior to a turnover. It was just a mess by the Pacers. They had an opportunity to win this game. Let's also remember, and we don't know what he's going to look like if and when he returns, but Porzingis is rumored to be out until maybe game four at the earliest. You had a game on the road in Boston in the palm of your hands, and you choked. You blew it. Rick Carlisle, last series against the Knicks, he was complaining about the refs. Today, or last night, Rick Carlisle, he blamed himself.
This loss is totally on me. With 10 seconds in regulation, we should have just taken the timeout, advanced the ball, and found a way to get it in and made a free throw or two and ended the game. But it didn't happen, and we made some other mistakes, but our guys just need to concentrate on fighting the way they fought in this game from start to finish, and we'll be back Thursday.
Yeah, game two will be tomorrow, Thursday. They choked. Tyrese Halliburton, who had one of those two turnovers with a three-point lead with less than 30 seconds left in the game, Halliburton said, "We ain't done yet. We still got more games to play."
And we know we can play with these guys. I mean, that's for y'all to say that we don't, you know, there's a lot of people out here saying we don't belong here. We don't really care. We know we belong. I think it's discouraging just because of the plays that happened, you know, down the stretch. We feel like we were in position to win the game and just didn't win the game.
Yeah, it was a bunch of plays. Like where Jaylen Brown was just able to take a free three. They didn't even foul a guy before then. They didn't foul before at all. Rick Carlisle was asked about that, and listen to what he said.
Yes, but he caught the ball and he was faced up, so Pascal decided to lay off, which was, you know, I understand, you know, that's probably the right decision. You don't want to give up a four-point play. So, you know, look, a lot of things had to go wrong for us and right for them. They did. And so, you know, we got to own it and we got to get ready for Thursday.
Reasonable. Absolutely reasonable. I looked at Pascal Siakam. I'm like, yeah, man, I don't blame you. Don't foul that man. Then you're going to be a clown. What happens if he knocks down the three and then he gets a four-point play and Pascal Siakam is going to go down in infamy? How dare you do such a thing? The Celtics, though, got away with one. They're the team that had a 13-point lead and then blew it. I'm like, what am I looking at here? The Pacers are retaking the lead. It looked like the game was over. They had the ball, 30 seconds left. This is nothing but a free throw game. The Pacers couldn't hold on to the rock. Jaylen Brown said, yeah, they get up and down the court, man. They were whooping our ass.
We knew they were going to be fast. It didn't surprise us, but it's one thing watching it on film and then seeing it in person. They just got out of a dogfight with New York, and it just felt like they was just flying by us, getting easy layups. We got to be better. We got to match their intensity if we want to win this series.
Yeah, you got to match their intensity. You got to try to keep it out of overtime. You got to know how to hold the lead. And Jason Tatum did say, hey, yeah, man, thank God we had overtime. We were able to pick it up.
It really just felt like we had a second chance, right? We didn't, the end of the third and fourth quarter, we didn't necessarily play well enough where we, like, may have deserved the win. And Obviously made some plays at the end. JB gave us a second chance by hitting that shot. And we just talked about it in the huddle, right? We got a second chance. Like, let's take advantage of it. Let's not mess around and, you know, let's figure out a way to win this game.
And that they did. The Boston Celtics got away with one. I'll tell you what I really want to hear. I want to hear what Joe Mazzulla had to say about this game. Because this man, he has never liked a microphone. He has never liked the media. He's only been around, what, two seasons now? It seems like he doesn't like anything. I mean, some of the conversations between our guest next hour, Gary Washburn, and Joe Mazzulla, sometimes they're classics. Hey, Joe, how did you feel about the play at the end of the game that took you into overtime? Listen to him.
Good, well-executed play by the guys. Just great kind of indecision. I knew they were maintaining. And, you know, I thought D-White set a great screen. I thought Jalen had great balance and great pass, great shot. So it was just well-executed play by the guys. Good situational awareness, situational execution.
Look, man, when Joe Mazzulla is sitting in front of the media, he reminds himself every second, every minute, that he doesn't get paid by the minute or the second. He's getting in and he's getting out. No desire to talk to anybody. The Indiana Pacers choke. The Celtics win 133-128 because the damn Pacers couldn't steal one and hold on to the ball. What a miss by them. Big Poppy David Ortiz was in the building. Donnie Wahlberg, oh, how exciting. He was in the building. Hickey, am I missing anybody? I didn't know anybody else there.
Yeah, let's just say Celebrity Row yesterday was not filled with some marquee stars.
It's not the Knicks?
No. Definitely no Jason Bateman there, that's for sure.
Not the Lakers?
No. No Billy Crystal. He's the Clippers. I apologize. My bad, Billy.
Yeah. Oh, ouch.
Jack Nicholson.
Jack Nicholson. He's old now. He doesn't show up.
I thought he did still show up.
Nah, I don't think he's been MIA for, like, I don't know, years now. Years.
Maybe just the burn in my brain the last time he showed up. Didn't look great. But, hey, Jack, you live your life, man.
Yeah, live your life. And shout-outs to all of the fans in Boston. You got one yesterday. You should have had it the whole damn way. You almost choked. And we hear Halliburton. We know we belong here. It doesn't matter if people think, no, yeah, listen, nobody cares about y'all. To be honest, most people don't like the Celtics. And people don't particularly care for y'all, the Pacers, either. So stop your belly aching. Why are you even concerned or care about who wants to see you in the Eastern Conference Finals? Most people look at you as a subpar team in comparison. And who knows? Maybe they go out there and beat the Celtics, but I ain't betting on it. Vegas is not betting on it. I mean, you have to have a whole lot of money to put money on an upset, because quite frankly, it's a high chance that it could be a losing bet. Let's see how the Pacers bounce back tomorrow. But knowing these Boston Celtics, they're up, they're down, they're high, they're low. They blow you out by 20, they lose by 20. Maybe they don't lose at all. Hell, maybe the Pacers get one game. But the Boston Celtics are always going to keep things interesting. And let's keep in mind that Kristaps Porzingis might come back. And even if Kristaps Porzingis plays two games in this series, even if they need him, do I feel confident that he's going to be healthy at any point? The answer is no. It's going to be an interesting ride for the Celtics here in the Eastern Conference Finals. And if they move forward, hell, everybody always knew it was risky dealing with the 7'2" shooting guard. He's a shooting guard, let's be real, who just, his legs are brittle. It's just the facts of Kristaps Porzingis. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. 855-212-4227. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to get into the Timberwolves and the Mavs, because I finally have a set prediction. I gave one yesterday. I'm going to tell you what I think about this series. I told you the NBA on TNT could be done. Greg Olsen. The man has been demoted and just won an award. We got a bunch of coaches and players telling you how great a shape they're in and OTAs. Of course they are. Gary Washburn from the Boston Globe is going to join us next hour. Josh Allen thinks he could play a couple minutes in the NBA. I got a top six list of my favorite sports announcers of all time. LeBron has advice for Caitlin Clark. Mahomes has words about Butker and Rashee Rice. We found out where the NFL draft is going to be for the next two seasons. There's so much going on. Don't move. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Right before we went to break, we opened up the show by talking about the Pacers' choke job against the Celtics. I mean, ultimately, the Celtics were the first one. They choked away a lead, and then the Pacers just turned the ball over, and the Celtics then knocked down a three to tie the game, Jaylen Brown, and they took over almost in overtime. And now here we are. The Celtics are up 1-0. That's what happens when you're a young team, right? The Indiana Pacers, they were bound to screw things up. Unfortunately, they did so early. Sucks for them. Anyway, let's talk about the game that's going to take place tonight. The Western Conference Finals is going to be underway between the Dallas Mavericks and the Minnesota Timberwolves. We all know about the defense of the Timberwolves. We know about what they did to the Suns. Swept them. Got them the hell up on out of here. We know they just eliminated the defending champion Nuggets. Got them out of here. And the Dallas Mavericks, they took care of another young team in the Oklahoma City Thunder, who were too small. And then when you think about the Wolves, hey, everything is about defense. This is a squad that hasn't been in a Western Conference final since 2004. That's simple math for me. That was 20 years ago. Kevin Garnett was still running around for the Minnesota Timberwolves the last time they made it this far. Karl Anthony Towns is not Kevin Garnett, but he's dropping almost 20-10 here in the postseason. He's knocking down 44% of his threes. They got some work to do in front of him. Anthony Edwards gets all of the attention, but yeah, Karl Anthony Towns, not too shabby. And Chris Finch, the head coach of the Minnesota Timberwolves, he says, man, we just beat the defending champs, but it's time to move on.
You got the emotional piece. You got to put the last series behind you quickly. And then obviously you got to try to, you know, load up on all the new information. You don't have a whole week to prepare. But that's just the nature of how these things go.
Yeah. Well, Hickey, that's what you said. They may have, quote unquote, played in their finals already. They may have played in their Super Bowl. Now you got to rev yourself back up for a team that's not the defending champs.
You're right, and it sounds easy, but it is very difficult to do. You see it a lot in sports, get that emotional toll back and to 100%, especially with a sort of quick turnaround, right? Sunday to Wednesday is not exactly a week off to let it soak in and sink in. It's going to be tough.
Yeah, it's going to be real tough for everybody involved. And the Dallas Mavericks, they've brought on some new additions that are helping out. I mean, P.J. Washington is dropping like 20-plus a game. Kyrie is having his ups and downs. He hasn't had that electric series as of yet. And even the Mavs, for all the talk we get into with defense about the Minnesota Timberwolves, listen to this. The Dallas Mavericks have held opponents to 101 points or fewer in 7 out of their 12 playoff games. They better do that against Karl Anthony Towns. Look, let's not get confused. Karl Anthony Towns is not. He is not Nikola Jokic, by any stretch of the imagination. But one of the acquisitions that the Mavs have, P.J. Washington, he says, yeah, I'm trying to slow that guy down.
Well, obviously, he can shoot the ball at elite level, get to the rim, finish. You can pretty much do everything at his size. So, he's a great player, and I'm super excited to go against him and compete.
He's a great shooter. He is. He's an excellent shooter. I think it was 2 years ago that Karl Anthony Towns said, yeah, I'm one of the best shooting big men ever. I think he might have said, I'm the best shooting big man ever. He might be. I mean, in reality, let's get down to brass tacks. I mean, we got more quote-unquote big dudes shooting the ball than ever before. Hakeem Olajuwon wasn't out there knocking down threes. Arvydas Sabonis wasn't out there knocking down threes. Bill Walton wasn't taking no threes. Shaq was in the paint. Come on. Big men weren't taking threes, and so he very well might be right. It's not the only compliment that these Minnesota Timberwolves received, because Jason Kidd, he'd been around quite a bit. Jason Kidd said, yeah, this is a tough team.
We're a very good team, well coached. Chris is one of the best coaches in this league. And Mike has stepped in to help. You can see how good the coaching staff is. But we got to see them in Abu Dhabi, and we thought they were one of the best teams in the league then. And they've shown that on the road in Denver winning game 7. So not surprised. They got a really good team, and this is going to be a tough opponent.
Yeah, a tough opponent. That's how it goes, right? It's the playoffs. It's supposed to be a tough opponent, and everybody's different. The Minnesota Timberwolves have evolved here throughout the offseason. Not the offseason, the postseason. The Dallas Mavericks are bringing in P.J. Washington from the Hornets. Is not the only move. They got Daniel Gafford. Derek Lively is not competing, but he's contributing as well. Not too shabby. Chris Finch said the same thing. Look at all these new players they got.
We played them our 4 times before the break. Before the trade deadline. So they're a way more complete and complementary unit. Their defense has taken a big step forward with the rim protection, and just you can see their kind of connectivity on defense and overall effort is at an all time high there.
Oh, okay. Hickey, I'm putting in my work. I said this yesterday, putting in my prediction. I'm going with the Mavs. They got the 2 best players in the series. I'm sorry. And I get it. Everybody, defense wins champion. Defense wins this. I mean, they don't got nobody to score like Luka can, all right? Not on a consistent basis. I mean, yeah, Anthony Edwards can. But then they also don't have a Kyrie. And if you're asking me, and this is how I think about it, who's going to outscore the other squad? I'm like, if I had to make a bet, I'd count on Luka and Kyrie more than I would Anthony Edwards and Karl Anthony Towns. It's now, this might be a detriment. We know the Minnesota Timberwolves are huge. They're a big team. Are they going to out-muscle, this squad? Maybe, probably. This is why I go back and forth, but I'm putting it in. I'm going with the Mavs, Hickey.
I'm with you. I can't believe I'm going to say this because I made a promise to myself, and I'm about to go back on that, but...
Go ahead.
I agree. I trust, if you want to say, okay, take Luka and Ant out as the best players on each team, obviously you would right think that they'll show up for most of these games. Who do you trust more, Kyrie Irving or Karl Anthony Towns? I made a promise to myself, you say Kyrie Irving or anybody else. Wow. I will take anybody else. Except in this situation.
Not this time.
What's
different? Why? Because it's Karl Anthony Towns?
A little bit. He's very inconsistent, and the biggest thing is his foul trouble. I mean, we talk about his shooting, right? He's very inconsistent at times from 3. He can get hot and be a threat. If not, he struggles. But the fouls he takes and the positions he puts himself in where it feels like I swear, Jay, like so many of these games, he has like 3 fouls in the first quarter, like in half of them. And he's on the bench for most of the first half. And Chris Finch has to sit him down late in the game. I mean, even in game 7, guy had 5 fouls. And he had to sit down. And if not for foul trouble with other players, he probably would have been on the bench longer. The foul trouble is concerning. I know Kyrie's not been great this postseason. But I will give him credit in that he has not been the distraction that I thought he would be. And he's been a team guy. He's tried on defense. He's not complained about Luka, hogging the ball and his usage. To his credit, to this point, because as you know, Kyrie, everything's subject to change, he has been a very good team player.
He has. And I think he might be due here to just throw up 20-plus points a game. And you talk about Karl Anthony Towns, I got to give him a pass on the fouls because he had to go out there and try to defend Nikola Jokic. And so I'm going to give him a little bit of a pass there. But you're correct. I mean, if you look at his points in the recent series against the champs, he scored 23 points to end them. The game before that, he had 10 points. Then he had 23, 13, 14, 27, 20. Not exactly lighting it up. And so if you asked me, Who is more capable of just absolutely going off and owning a game? Is it Karl Anthony Towns or Kyrie Irving? And the answer is Kyrie Irving. And I think that's what's going to make the difference. Kyrie Irving, and I hate to use the cliche. You talk about somebody being a game breaker, somebody who takes you and puts you over the edge, can be the deciding factor of a series. It's Kyrie. It is. And I don't know, maybe Luka will wake up one game and his knee will hurt again and his ankle will hurt again. Kyrie just has to go out there and slaughter. And if he does what he's capable of, it's the Mavs, and I think that might be the case. Let's see what Kyrie does. As Kyrie goes, so will the Mavs. And if Kyrie doesn't go, then we're going to be looking at the Minnesota Timberwolves in the NBA Finals. This is absolutely going to be a close one. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. 855-212-4227. Speaking of a close one, it appears that the NBA on TNT, it is close to a conclusion. Charles Barkley, Kenny Smith, Ernie Johnson, Shaquille O'Neal. It looks like next season, unless there's some type of Hail Mary, next season could be it. Could be curtains for this crew. Could be curtains for the NBA on TNT since, what, 1989? We'll talk about it on the other side. We'll also hear from Charles Barkley. He had some thoughts about what could be the end. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. Before we went to break, we talked about the Eastern Conference Finals, the Western Conference Finals. Tonight, the Western Conference Finals will be on TNT. This year, and next year, matter of fact, next year might be the last. These might be the last two. Because it's been reported by the Sports Business Journal that TNT, Turner, Warner Brothers, Discovery, all the fancy corporate names of the entity now, are pretty much out. They've been priced out when it comes down to having the rights to air NBA games. That the NBA has just basically said NBC has outbid you. And now we're going to be on Amazon and ABC, ESPN, and NBC, which has the most iconic theme song, Round Ball Rock, I think ever. Loved it in the 90s. Absolutely loved it. And so what does this mean for everybody at Turner? They've been broadcasting since 1989. They've been a partner of the NBA since the 80s. Charles Barkley's been there now for the better part of 25 years. Shaq has been there for 12. Ernie's been there forever. Charles Barkley was talking to NBA radio on Sirius XM this morning when the news broke. And Charles Barkley was asked about the future of the NBA on TNT, and no, let's just be real. Charles Barkley said they are in trouble.
It sucks right now for the people I work with. Man, it just sucks right now. There's nothing I can say, you know, because I'm worried about all the people I work with. You know, man, I'm 60. I just turned 61. I got enough money. If we, hey, I don't even look at it as getting fired, Frank. I said, damn, I get to play more golf? I mean, I'm like, you know, because like people like, what am I thinking right now? I'm like, please hurry and get this Western Conference Finals over, because I can play golf every day for the next 4 months, and I love it, man. You know, I play golf every single day, or I go fishing. I love doing nothing. So, but I really feel bad, man, because you know we're probably gonna lose 200 people are gonna lose their job at Turner. If we lose to NBA,
if it is over, would you guys be open to, you know, carrying the show on a different network?
Well, I don't think Ernie would leave. Well, B, I don't want to give you any lie to you. First of all, I know Ernie would not go anywhere else. You know, Ernie's almost 70 years old. I think he's going to retire sooner than later. I don't think he would go to another network. And I don't know what's going to happen with Amazon, ESPN, or if we lose it to NBC. I'm not sure how to answer that question, honestly. I just don't know. I don't think I mean, Ernie would not go to another network. I'm damn sure about that. But, you know, I would listen. I mean, I would listen before I made any decisions.
Wow. I think it's over. I think just call it a wrap based on what Charles Barkley said, unless this is going to get stretched out with TNT, unless there's a Hail Mary. And there were reports, some that said, you know, Warner Brothers, Discovery, Turner might sue. They may say, hey, we didn't get matching rights. We got matching rights. And, you know, the NBA's position might be, well, you can't match broadcast television because you're cable, you're streaming, which is true. And so we have no idea where this might end. But if it's not going to continue on TNT in some capacity, I think it's just over. Like, here's the facts of life. I think we all know this. So you've been alive long enough. Nothing, not a damn thing in life lasts forever. Charles Barkley has been clear, and I know they just signed new contracts to at least go for another, 8 years would be left maybe now at this point. That was always peculiar because they didn't have the rights to the games, but they wanted to lock the guys up just in case. Eventually, this was going to come to an end. Would I love to see it another 3, 4, 5 years? Sure. But then at that point, is Charles Barkley is going to want to quit. Kenny Smith is going to go, wow, what am I still doing? Shaq is going to have another business venture. And then, let's be real, Ernie Johnson is not going to do this forever. He could, I guess. If next season is the last season of the NBA on TNT, I don't think any basketball fan just wouldn't have an appreciation for what we saw. Like, if it's over, I'm trying to come to terms with that. It's done. This is like your best friend in elementary school moving away. This is like your girlfriend from college and, I don't know, teenage high school and college. Y'all break up in your 20s. This is what this is like. It's like a loss. Just pick one. It sucks, but you got to move on. I don't know if Charles Barkley is going to fall off the face of the earth, but MASH wasn't on TV forever. How the Simpsons are still going, I have no idea. The reality is just nothing lasts forever. This is the best basketball show that's ever been produced, period. This is the best sports show that has ever been produced, period. You can debate, you can have your favorite, you could not watch basketball, but the NBA on TNT just won an Emmy, another sports Emmy, because the guys get a chance to sit up there and just have fun and talk about ball. It's not slapped together. They're not too serious. They're just having fun, like just guys hanging out, which is great. Can't sit through ESPN. Everybody's performing. Everybody wants to be a performer. Just be yourself. That's all it is. Hickey, I'll come to terms. If it's done, it's done next year. Oh, well. We heard from Barkley, like, Ernie's not leaving. And if that's it, is it worth it trying to slap something else together with new faces? I don't think so.
I'm with you, and I guess that is like to look at it from an optimistic perspective. Like, at least they are leaving on a high note, right? Like, how many guys, whether it's athletes, broadcasters, etc., stay around too long and then they're almost like caricatures, or you're just kind of, you almost like forget how good they were because they're sitting there and it's like, oh man, they really lost their fastball, but they don't want to give it up because they love it or it's the money, and they're just sitting there and it's just like, oh, this is not good whatsoever. So at least like there's no like, oh, the last 2 years of this show just really stunk. Like, they are going out on a high note. They're still at the top of their game. So like, obviously the legacy was never going to be like hurt, but at least you don't have, you can avoid the mocking that does happen on social media and in today's society when, you know, once greats kind of hang around too long.
Yeah, just leave at the top of your game. They constantly win awards. You leave and end on top. It will be bittersweet without a shadow of a doubt. And then I just think there's something to be said about that. Nobody wants a replacement. That's it. Nobody wants a replacement. It either is what it is or it's not. And, like, this is something to think about. I had this in my brain a long time ago. You know, if at one point Charles Barkley, which he would just said, I'm done with this. Like, I don't give a damn if they put Draymond Green up there. Like, he ain't Charles Barkley. I'm not, there's no incentive for me to stay up late because I want to hear what Draymond Green has to say. I could care less. You know, if Ernie Johnson, he's not going to do this forever. Whenever Ernie Johnson left, I like Adam Lefko. I like him. But I'm not going to be as interested. I'm like, okay, fine. I just don't care. I don't. You got to know when to fold them. So if it's not going to be on TNT, more importantly, if it's not going to be the same guys, next year's the last year, then just so be it. All right? And Charles Barkley is correct. There are so many producers and researchers and staff and lights and makeup and tech and digital and audio engineers. There's so many people, control room people. There's so many folks that you don't see behind the scenes. And they even do an excellent job of showcasing everybody who works on the show. You see them constantly. People popping up in the background and they talk about them and it's... It breaks, what is it, the third or the fourth wall, whatever it is. It's good. It makes for great television because it makes it relatable. And they do a good job. NBA on ESPN doesn't have it. NBC didn't have it. And to each his own. But what they've did is authentic and reaches people in a different way. And so maybe there's a Hail Mary where Turner can keep a couple of games, you know, maybe once a week, what have you. Money talks. And when you look at the current deals, the NBA is reported to make approximately $7 billion a year on its new television contracts. I think the players, I think everybody would be very, very happy with that. Let's see what happens. We'll certainly keep you up to date. And speaking of a sports Emmy, how about a guy who just got demoted? Also losing money financially. Just won an Emmy. Greg Olsen, who has to make way for Tom Brady to take his job as the number one. Greg Olsen just won a sports Emmy. And he's got to take a back seat. I know he's waiting on Tom Brady to just quit. Even though Tom Brady hasn't even worked a day yet. Listen to this. This is courtesy of the sports Emmys. Greg Olsen won his award for having an outstanding personality.
The Emmy goes to Greg Olsen! Oh, let's go, baby!
I think there's a lot of people wondering what I'm going to say right now. I don't know. You know, coming into tonight, you know, people ask me, they say, you know, what's your biggest threat to your future in the business? And everyone's like, oh, Brady and this. I think it's Andy from Toy Story. I think if he gets in, Collinsworth, Aikman... We're dead, these guys. You know, this is super cool. I don't know what the future holds. All I know is I love talking football. I love talking ball. I love studying it. I love seeing where the game is going. Wherever that takes me, whatever level it is, man, I'm more committed to the game of football now. I look forward to things ahead. Thank you guys so much.
Oh, my God. Hickey, I never thought. He must have kids that sat around and watched Toy Story, and he just said, oh, my God, that's me right now. Like, that's me. I never thought about that. Hickey, you've seen Toy Story, right?
Come on. I have. Okay. And I'm pretty sure, I was just trying to think, they did a Toy Story game broadcast this year, I think, right?
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know. Think that was one of those alternate broadcasts, I'm sure.
I thought they did SpongeBob.
Yes, and the Nickelodeon Slime. And I think also Toy Story was a different spinoff for, what was that, a different streaming service, I'm sure? Everyone's got to get involved now, you know.
Yeah, but the point of what he was making is... The whole point of Toy Story was that Woody was being replaced by Buzz Lightyear. That was the whole point of the movie. Here you got the cowboy. Oh. You didn't get that part, Hickey.
I thought he meant like because of the Toy Story broadcast and like Woody did a good job on the game broadcast that he was going to get replaced by Woody.
Oh, I don't know. We got to play
maybe
it
we're
back.
I think we're both right here.
Are we?
Because that what you are saying makes sense. And I'm pretty sure I'm correct in terms of the Toy Story broadcast. So I think what I'm saying is correct. I think we both are right here.
You know, let's play it again real fast. Let's go.
You know, coming into tonight, you know, people ask me, they say, you know, what's your biggest threat to your future in the business? And everyone's like, oh, Brady and this. I think it's Andy from Toy Story. I think if he gets in, Collinsworth, Aikman, we're dead. These guys.
Oh, so maybe, I don't know. I guess they did do an alternate broadcast. I was wrong. I thought too deep into it.
You didn't watch it, huh?
Toy Story, a Toy Story broadcast? Toy Story NFL game. Oh, my God. Falcons versus Jaguars. Toy Story Fun Day.
Was that a, that might have been a London game.
Had to have been, right? Oof. They need all the gimmicks that they could get, right?
Yeah, that's a tough one.
That's a Jaguars thing. And you know what? But it still holds true. That guy, what's the guy's name? Woody almost got replaced. He was worried he was going to get replaced by Buzz Lightyear.
You're right.
Yeah, maybe he needs to look at it that way, too. Congratulations on the sports Emmy. Hickey, Tom Brady's going to quit soon. Watch. He's going to quit.
How many years you give Tom?
4 or 5.
Okay.
$37 million. He's going to take the 37. He's going to be like, man, I'm not doing this. And then Greg Olson, he's only going to be like 45 years old. He's still going to be a young enough guy. He's just going to take the job, reclaim the number one spot, and make people kiss his ass. That's it. That's how it goes. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network. We're going to talk more NFL on the other side. They need more games. They want more games.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. Before we went to break, we talked about the Eastern Conference Finals, the Western Conference Finals. Tonight, the Western Conference Finals will be on TNT. This year and next year, matter of fact, next year might be the last. These might be the last two. Because it's been reported by the Sports Business Journal that TNT, Turner, Warner Brothers, Discovery, all the fancy corporate names of the entity now, are pretty much out. They've been priced out when it comes down to having the rights to air NBA games. That the NBA has just basically said NBC has outbid you. And now we're going to be on Amazon and ABC, ESPN, and NBC, which has the most iconic theme song, Round Ball Rock, that I think ever. Loved it in the 90s. Absolutely loved it. And so what does this mean for everybody at Turner? They've been broadcasting since 1989. They've been a partner of the NBA since the 80s. Charles Barkley's been there now for the better part of 25 years. Shaq has been there for 12. Ernie's been there forever. Charles Barkley was talking to NBA radio on Sirius XM this morning when the news broke. And Charles Barkley was asked about the future of the NBA on TNT and, no, let's just be real. Charles Barkley said they are in trouble.
It sucks right now for the people I work with. Man, it just sucks right now. There's nothing I can say, you know, because I'm worried about all the people I work with. You know, man, I'm 60. I just turned 61. I got enough money. If we, I don't even look at it as getting fired, Frank. I said, damn, I get to play more golf? I mean, I'm like, people like, what am I thinking right now? I'm like, please hurry and get this Western Conference Finals over because I can play golf every day for the next 4 months. And I love it, man. You know, I play golf every single day or I go fishing. I love doing nothing. So, but I really feel bad, man, because, you know, we're probably going to lose 200 people going to lose their job at Turner. If we lose to NBA.
If it is over, would you guys be open to, you know, carrying the show on a different network?
Well, I don't think Ernie would leave. Well, B, I don't want to give you any lie to you. First of all, I know Ernie would not go anywhere else. You know, Ernie's almost 70 years old. I think he's going to retire sooner than later. I don't think he would go to another network. And I don't know what's going to happen with Amazon, ESPN, or if we lose it to NBC. I'm not sure how to answer that question, honestly. I just don't know. Ernie would not go to another network. I'm damn sure about that. I would listen before I made any decisions.
Wow. I think it's over. I think just call it a wrap based on what Charles Barkley said, and unless this is going to get stretched out. with TNT, unless there's a Hail Mary. And there were reports, some that said, you know, Warner Brothers, Discovery, Turner might sue. They may say, hey, we didn't get matching rights. We got matching rights. And, you know, the NBA's position might be, well, you can't match broadcast television because you're cable, you're streaming, which is true. And so we have no idea where this might end. But if it's not going to continue on TNT in some capacity, I think it's just over. Like, here's the facts of life. I think we all know this. So you've been alive long enough. Nothing, not a damn thing in life lasts forever. Charles Barkley has been clear, and I know they just signed new contracts to at least go for another, 8 years would be left maybe now at this point. That was always peculiar because they didn't have the rights to the games, but they wanted to lock the guys up just in case. Eventually, this was going to come to an end. Would I love to see it another 3, 4, 5 years? Sure. But then at that point, is Charles Barkley is going to want to quit. Kenny Smith is going to go, wow, what am I still doing? Shaq is going to have another business venture. And then, let's be real, Ernie Johnson is not going to do this forever. He could, I guess. If next season is the last season of the NBA on TNT, I don't think any basketball fan just wouldn't have an appreciation for what we saw. Like, if it's over, I'm trying to come to terms with that. It's done. This is like your best friend in elementary school moving away. This is like your girlfriend from college and, I don't know, teenage high school and college. Y'all break up in your 20s. This is what this is like. It's like a loss. Just pick one. It sucks, but you got to move on. I don't know if Charles Barkley is going to fall off the face of the earth, but MASH wasn't on TV forever. How the Simpsons are still going, I have no idea. The reality is just nothing lasts forever. This is the best basketball show that's ever been produced, period. This is the best sports show that has ever been produced, period. You can debate, you can have your favorite, you could not watch basketball, but the NBA on TNT just won an Emmy, another one, another sports Emmy. Because the guys get a chance to sit up there and just have fun and talk about ball. It's not slapped together. They're not too serious. They're just having fun, like just guys hanging out, which is great. Can't sit through ESPN. Everybody's performing. Everybody wants to be a performer. Just be yourself. That's all it is. Hickey, I'll come to terms. If it's done, it's done next year. Oh, well. We heard from Barkley, like, Ernie's not leaving, and if that's it, is it worth it trying to slap something else together with new faces? I don't think so.
I'm with you, and I guess that is like to look at it from an optimistic perspective. Like, at least they are leaving on a high note, right? Like, how many guys, whether it's athletes, broadcasters, etc., stay around too long, and then they're almost like caricatures, or you're just kind of, you almost like forget how good they were because they're sitting there, and it's like, oh man, they really lost their fastball, but they don't want to give it up because they love it or it's the money, and they're just sitting there and it's just like, oh, this is not good whatsoever. So at least like there's no like, oh, the last 2 years of this show just really stunk. Like, they are going out on a high note. They're mm-hmm. still at the top of their game. So like obviously the legacy was never going to be like hurt, but at least you don't have, you can avoid the mocking that does happen on social media and in today's society when, you know, once greats kind of hang around too long.
Yeah, just leave at the top of your game. They constantly win awards. You leave and end on top. It will be bittersweet without a shadow of a doubt. And then I just think there's something to be said about that. Nobody wants a replacement. That's it. Nobody wants a replacement. It either is what it is or it's not. And like, this is something to think about. I had this in my brain a long time ago. You know, if at one point Charles Barkley, which he would just said, I'm done with this. Like, I don't give a damn if they put Draymond Green up there. Like, he ain't Charles Barkley. There's no incentive for me to stay up late because I want to hear what Draymond Green has to say. I could care less. you know, if Ernie Johnson, he's not going to do this forever. Whenever Ernie Johnson left, I like Adam Lefko. I like him. But I'm not going to be as interested. I'm like, okay, fine. I just don't care. I don't. You got to know when to fold them. So if it's not going to be on TNT, more importantly, if it's not going to be the same guys, next year's the last year, then just so be it. All right. And Charles Barkley is correct. There are so many producers and researchers and staff and lights and makeup and tech and digital and audio engineers. There's so many people, control room people. There's so many folks that you don't see behind the scenes. And they even do an excellent job of showcasing everybody who works on the show. You see them constantly. People popping up in the background and they talk about them and it breaks, what is it, the third or the fourth wall, whatever it is. It's good. It makes for great television because it makes it relatable. And they do a good job. NBA on ESPN doesn't have it. NBC didn't have it. And to each his own. But what they've did is authentic and reaches people in a different way. And so maybe there's a Hail Mary where Turner can keep a couple of games, you know, maybe once a week, what have you. But money talks. And when you look at the current deals, the NBA is reported to make approximately $7 billion a year on its new television contracts. I think the players, I think everybody would be very, very happy with that. Let's see what happens. We'll certainly keep you up to date. And speaking of a sports Emmy, how about a guy who just got demoted? Also losing money financially. Just won an Emmy. Greg Olsen, who has to make way for Tom Brady to take his job as the number one. Greg Olsen just won a sports Emmy. And he's got to take a back seat. I know he's waiting on Tom Brady to just quit. Even though Tom Brady hasn't even worked a day yet. Listen to this. This is courtesy of the Sports Emmys. Greg Olsen won his award for having an outstanding personality.
The Emmy goes to Greg Olsen! Oh, let's go, baby!
I think there's a lot of people wondering what I'm going to say right now. I don't know. You know, coming into tonight, you know, people ask me, they say, you know, what's your biggest threat to your future in the business? And everyone's like, oh, Brady and this. I think it's Andy from Toy Story. I think if he gets in, Collinsworth, Aikman, we're dead. These guys, you know, this is super cool. I don't know what the future holds. All I know is I love talking football. I love talking ball. I love studying it. I love seeing where the game is going. Wherever that takes me, whatever level it is, man, I'm more committed to the game of football now. I look forward to things ahead. Thank you guys so much.
Oh, my God. Hickey, I never thought he must have kids that sat around and watched Toy Story. And he just said, oh, my God, that's me right now. Like, that's me. I never thought about that. Hickey, you've seen Toy Story, right? Come on.
I have. Okay. And I'm pretty sure, I was just trying to think, they did a Toy Story game broadcast this year, I think, right?
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know. Think that was one of those alternate broadcasts, I'm sure.
I thought they did SpongeBob.
Yes, and the Nickelodeon Slime. And I think also Toy Story was a different spinoff for, what is that, a different streaming service, I'm sure? Everyone's got to get involved now, you know.
Yeah, but the point of what he was making is, the whole point of Toy Story was that Woody was being replaced by Buzz Lightyear. That was the whole point of the movie. Here you got the cowboy. Oh, you didn't get that part, Hickey.
I thought he meant like because of the Toy Story broadcast and like Woody did a good job on the game broadcast that he was going to get replaced by Woody.
Oh, I don't know. We got to play
maybe
it
we're. I think we're both right here.
Are we?
Because that what you are saying makes sense. And I'm pretty sure I'm correct in terms of the Toy Story broadcast. So I think what I'm saying is correct. I think we both are right here.
You know, let's play it again real fast. Let's go.
You know, coming into tonight, you know, people ask me, they say, you know, what's your biggest threat to your future in the business? And everyone's like, oh, Brady and this. I think it's Andy from Toy Story. I think if he gets in, Collinsworth, Aikman, we're dead. These guys.
Oh, so maybe, I don't know. I guess they did do an alternate broadcast. I was wrong. I thought too deep into it.
You didn't watch it, huh?
Toy Story, a Toy Story broadcast, Toy Story NFL game. Oh, my God. Falcons versus Jaguars. Toy Story Fun Day.
Was that a that might have been a London game.
Had that been, right? Oof. They need all the gimmicks that they could get, right?
Yeah, that's a tough one.
That's a Jaguars thing. And you know what? But it still holds true. That guy, what's the guy's name? Woody almost got replaced. He was worried he was going to get replaced by Buzz Lightyear.
You're right.
Yeah, maybe he needs to look at it that way, too. Congratulations on the sports Emmy. Hickey, Tom Brady's going to quit soon. Watch. He's going to quit.
How many years you give Tom?
4 or 5.
Okay.
$37 million. He's going to take the 37. He's going to be like, man, I'm not doing this. And then Greg Olson, he's only going to be like 45 years old. He's still going to be a young enough guy. He's just going to take the job, reclaim the number one spot, and make people kiss his ass. That's it. That's how it goes. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network. We're going to talk more NFL on the other side. They need more games. They want more games.